I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I have this Baba locket, and my friend asked me who it is, and I don't know how to answer them. What do you think I should say?
And here we would say it's God, but then there it might be difficult for you, no? Hmm? How would it be when you say my father? But they would know, isn't it? Hmm. He's my best friend. And that he is. He himself has said so.
What about Godfather?
And he can be your best friend.
Godfather?
Yeah, that's good. That's wonderful. That's a wonderful answer. Godfather. Like I have a godfather. Do you have godfathers in America?
Yes. Yes.
You do? Yes. Oh, well, I thought only Catholics have them. That's for me.
Josh, will it embarrass you if I tell a story about you when you were a baby?
No.
Okay.
It's not funny.
Huh?
It's not funny.
No, it was very interesting. Well, the last time I was in India was 1983, and I had met Mera every time I had come, but I never had that connection with her where anything was special. You know, she never acted special towards me, but time I was here for 2 weeks, she just doted over me. Every time I would see her, she would just pour love and touch me, and she gave me a locket. She would give me things. She would give me, you know, Baba's picture in a locket, and she gave me this and she gave me that, and she would say, so when I was getting ready to leave, she said, well, have a baby soon. And in my mind, you know, I thought, oh yeah, you know, I'm in graduate school, when I finish graduate school, and maybe in the summer, and whatever I had, there were things that had to happen before I could actually think about having a baby. So we got home, and that was in January. In February, I got pregnant with Josh. And then we were living in Columbia, because I was going to graduate school, and the first time we went to the center with him, he was 6 weeks old. And you know how infants are, when they're 6 weeks old, they're all in their own world. You know, they don't really respond.
One and a half months.
Huh?
1.5 months?
6 weeks, yeah. Yeah, 1.5 months.
Yeah.
So we walked into the meeting place. We had just gotten there. We walked into the meeting place, and Hannah, Debbie Meyer, who is now Hannah, she started to sing Bujawe Arti.
Yeah.
And Josh, all of a sudden, it was so, you could see it. I mean, Jim and I both noticed. He, all of a sudden, he picked up his head and he recognized the song, and he listened. And it was so unusual for a 6-week-old baby to respond that way.
Yes, it was,
and then when she finished singing, he just, you know, went back into baby thing or whatever, you know. But he listened. It was so intense.
And now he's embarrassed.
Now he's embarrassed. But you know, even Ursula Van Buskirk in San Francisco, when she had her baby boy, one and only, he was a preemie. I mean, he weighed 2 Indian apples. And Indian apples are very small, you know, because when whatever weight she wrote, and we were having apples that day, and we weighed it, and I said, my God, this is Eric Van Buskirk, 2 little Indian apples. And, but she would send us pictures of Eric, and this and that, you know, and we tried to look at this picture, but you could see nothing except tubes. A lot of tubes here. They look like an electrical gadget of some kind, you know. But she said, which was confirmed by the others, that even though it was just a tiny little thing there, when she said Baba's name, there was a reaction.
Yes.
And I said, oh, come on. I mean, that's, you know, the mother's opinion, because she loves Baba so much. No. There were others who said the same. And they said even the nurses in the end. Isn't that amazing? And then, you see how... how even in this that must be Baba's work, because she had so much milk to give, which couldn't be given to Eric. So bottles after bottles after bottles after bottles of milk put in the fridge and given to the hospital for the other preemies. So many babies had this milk. Strange babies, nothing to do with Baba, but there's milk from a Baba lover whose milk of not human kindness, of course, but Baba's love. I mean, I love that.
When you live in Myrtle Beach, you see a lot of people come into Baba's room on Sunday, and when the babies are just born, and little...
Josh, stop.
No, not now.
Not right now.
No.
Okay? Okay. After a while.
And one thing you do, you know, when they're first born or whatever, you like to put them on Baba's bed. And inevitably, not only my kids, it was my kids too, but I would just see all the babies. You put them on Baba's bed and they just calm down. I mean, whatever they were doing,
yeah,
they were moving or crying or whatever, they would just relax. And it's an incredible... different children, but Andrew was born there in Briarcliff West, and so, you know, he was, I don't know, a day or 2 days old or whatever, we put him on Baba's bed, but they just relax.
You know, when you think about it after a while, it has to be, isn't it? It's really not extraordinary. Except that's really hard, but yeah, I can well imagine that.
When Frank was the baby, just learned a few words, just knew two or three words. We came into a room and he pointed to a light bulb and said, Baba.
A little louder. Mm-hmm. A little louder.
He pointed to a light bulb and said, Baba. The light was on.
How old
are
you?
Less than a year.
Huh?
Less than a year old.
Just to learn a few words.
But you know, also children recognize Baba from pictures of over the years, and Baba looks so different in those pictures. And yet they will always point out. And when you read children's stories, say, coming from Myrtle Beach or somewhere, they said there was a Baba was being shown on the screen in a film, and this child walked right up and kissed on the screen.
What did Andrew say when he was a baby? What did he say? And he said, Avatar Meher Baba KJ. He said what?
Avatar
Meher Baba
PJ.
Atar Meher Baba PJ. He's four and a half now, but he was... Yvonne, Andrew, Riley, used to babysit when he was very, very close.
Mom, I can't have water.
How?
I can't have water.
You know, when you said Atar Meher Baba PJ, this is not for record. He's the one also... who his neighbors were going to some place, and they said, may we take little Sarosh, Israeli Fallu's brother Sarosh, along with us? We're going for a walk. Would you like your child? And she said, yes, that's nice. You can take him. You know, every mother will agree. For a while, you have a bit of him. So Sarosh went, but they were going to a saint, Kamu Baba, who was a well-known charge-man of Bombay, and all that. But the child already knew that for me it's Baba, and my master is Baba. A little kid like that. So when they came to the door, and they said, now let's go in. He wouldn't go in. They couldn't leave him out alone. They pleaded with him. They said, you don't have to do anything. Please, I'm not asking you to do anything. Okay. Yeah, it's all right.
It's finished.
All the better. So, that's what it's making me happy to say that. So then, he wouldn't go. And they say it was they were feeling so embarrassed now because they're practically dragging him and he wouldn't. He wouldn't even be dragged. So then, what they did was take turns and stay with him one by one. And they came home and said, never again we're going to take your child. You know what she said? Her mother was so pleased.
Yeah.
Mare Baba. Rena, I'm not coming into any. But you don't have to do anything. You just please, because I don't can't leave you alone. I'm not stepping in. I'm ours is Mare Baba.
Mani, I have an interesting little story. This was about 20 years ago. A friend of mine, she became a grandmother, and she would periodically go to visit her daughter and son-in-law and the grandchild. And her daughter didn't believe in Baba at all and made a real point that the mother was to never say anything about Baba in the household or anything. So she didn't. My friend honored this. And one day, the child was about 3 or 4 years old. And the child was sitting, and the child saw that she had a little Baba locket on, and she went up and looked at it, and she said, "I knew Baba before I was born." And the mother had never said a word about, the grandmother, my friend had never said a word about Baba or anything, nothing, just looked, "I knew him before I was born."
Wow. And that's the truth.
Yeah.
There was a child that I took care of for a little while that I've known since he was a baby. And just recently, just a few months back, he's always, ever since I've been with him, he would always really like the picture of Baba that I would wear on a necklace. Actually, you had given it to me, a very special, and he would come up to it all the time and he'd kiss it. And I'd tell him that's Baba. And he'd kiss it all the time. And one day we were playing with these toys that sometimes come in long sticks or squares, and they have little prickly things in it so you can put them together and make funny animals and things. And we were just making things and he was knocking them down. And I thought, I started to put them together and I made a cross just to see what would happen. He took that and he put it to his head, and he kissed it. He kissed it just the way he does with Baba's picture. Mm. And then just after that, he was looking for my Baba picture, and I didn't have it on. But I had a locket with Baba's hair, so I told him. And he would do the same thing, just anything that was Baba. And it was, I really think that there was some connection. That he knew.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. How quietly he comes, and how quietly he does, how silently he does his thing. That's why I always keep saying that we associate his silence with lack of speech. But anyway, lack of speech, but that means he didn't speak, and therefore he was silent. It wasn't that. His greatest silence is his giving. The giving he does in absolute silence. Like we are still not even conscious what he's given us. About you, all of us. And therefore Baba would say, "You all don't know how fortunate you all are. We have no idea, you have no idea." And that's true.